I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado Springs voters should no longer mail in their ballots for the 2019 municipal election. As 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports, the city says ballots should now be dropped off directly to ensure they're received by April 2nd.
The city delivered nearly 260,000 ballots. As of end of day Monday, 15% had been returned. With Election Day fast approaching, the city clerk's office says ballots should now be returned to one of several drop-off locations across Colorado Springs. That includes 8 24-hour ballot boxes. This year, voters are considering candidates for mayor, 3 at-large city council seats, and a ballot issue that would give firefighters a collective bargaining agreement with the city. A full list of drop-off locations is available at coloradosprings.gov. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
As the U.S. Senate holds landmark gun control hearings, Colorado legislators are pushing forward with their own plan to remove guns from people who are deemed unsafe to themselves or others. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
The so-called Red Flag Law bill is headed to its final vote in the state legislature this week. A number of Colorado's counties have passed resolutions pledging not to enforce the state law if it's approved. Governor Polis supports the Red Flag bill and has signaled he will sign it. But he's said local law enforcement agencies will have the right to exercise discretion on enforcement. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has taken a harder line and says sheriffs who do not enforce the law should resign. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.